We have built over time something called eAccess, which links into our Active Directory environment. It also links into our employee master files, so that anytime an employee master change is created, it rolls through the eAccess process and rolls up into the Active Directory and says either this person is no longer here or this person has a new job. And when this person has a new job, all of a sudden it comes back to the eAccess system and says, you need to now be removed from these rights, and these rights need to be either reallocated to someone else, or you need to get the rights appropriate with your particular position. So the Postal Service is not required to follow, for all employees, the HSPD 12 methodology. So we have created, obviously, over time, almost a single sign-on environment, which allows us to use the eAccess, which, as I mentioned, is where an employee submits what he wants against the varying applications or the infrastructures that he needs to be allocated to or authorized to. He'll have the various applications, and his manager will have to go ahead and approve his application for those rights. And then the database owner will go ahead and say, yeah, this is a legitimate business reason to get this information, or it's not a legitimate business reason. So we control the data access that way. And then once that happens, it will match up against the Active Directory record for that employee, put him into a particular group or put him into, you know, a particular residence factor, which turns around and says, okay, Chuck now has access to the internet, or Chuck doesn't have access to the internet. And that's how we control the environment.
As you said, it took time to develop, but are you finding that this is working in terms of, you know, if someone leaves, you know, the hour after they sign out for the last time, or the HR department files that last bit of paperwork or the first bit of paperwork, that the person is no longer have access? Or are you still trying to play a little bit of catch up where there's a delay?
No, we think, I won't give you the actual time frame, but it's relatively quickly from the time a person is removed from the roles and they no longer on the HR database. There's a pretty robust time frame, and certainly less than 24 hours, and certainly less than 12 hours, that this person is no longer allowed access into any of the applications. And in fact, that could, in fact, in some instances, does roll over to facility access. So we've actually linked some of these things out into the facility access. If you are no longer on the HR database, you're actually suspended in Active Directory that as soon as we get that notification.
When you set this up, you said it over time. Is it now all integrated, and now if and when you move your network to the cloud, or when you start consolidating data centers and use virtualization, does everything become easily kind of migrated into that new environment?
Yeah, we believe that this migrates very well. In fact, as I mentioned, we've gone into virtualization, we've gone into the cloud, and we haven't changed the front end of the eAccess environment at all. The whole process still maintains the integrity of the user, the viability of the Active Directory log on, and certainly matches against the HR database. So if you're not an employee, you can't possibly get access into our environment. Or I shouldn't say you can't possibly, because never say never, but it's very unlikely that you would get access that has not been approved and is not controlled through Active Directory. Now, there is a challenge to that, is that, you know, we're still going through the environment and register. All the applications need to be registered. So when you got 860 applications, some of them out in the field that are not national applications, but we want to have that level of control, it requires us to register that application so that the control can be issued.
Some people will say, well, that's easier for USPS because the majority of their employees don't touch computers. But I think that's maybe missing the point, because you guys also are larger than 90% of all the other agencies in the government. What do you say to that if people say, well, it's easier because, for whatever reason?
I would have to remind people that we probably have over 220,000 registered users. So our 220,000 registered users is probably, again, puts us in certainly the top 20 users of any federal agency, and certainly out there, you know, amongst any large company. So while we may have 535,000 employees, 220 some odd thousand of them are active computer users. So it's not the same as saying, you got a mail handler or a letter carrier. Some of those people actually do touch the system, and as we move more into the automated environment, they may touch it further, so we may go further.
Give me a sense of the biggest challenges you guys have faced to get this system in place, and where do you see it going kind of in the future?
I think the biggest challenge was the application registration and getting it to where people understood that they had a responsibility to say and to view the requester and say, yeah, that's a legitimate business need versus that's not a legitimate business need. I think that's been the biggest challenge, is understanding it's not a rubber stamp. So I think that's where I see us going in the future, is better control, certainly, and making sure that the managers are aware of the responsibility, and certainly that they understand that read is read and a whole bunch of other things, and that just giving me access for 30 minutes or 30 days, we can control that. And that's one of the things we need to look at versus this long-term kind of access that rolls on. I think we're doing a really good job at that.
What kind of advice would you give to other agencies who are looking at access-based control? Because I think one of the big issues is the insider threat. You guys seem to be able to deal with that insider threat, at least on the surface, a little better, because you can say, this person only has access for 30 days, and if something is missing, we know who has access to this system or this set of information.
As folks move forward, they need to understand who needs the access, why they need the access, what time period they need the access for, and what they're going to do with that access. So I think the challenge for every agency, including ours, is to maintain that level of oversight. And once you maintain the level of oversight, you have to have the commitment from everybody to go forward. You'd be surprised the number of times where people say, oh, I still need those. Then put in for it again, because the system is going to block you at X day because it's an automated process. I didn't have time. Nope, system blocks you because that's the process. It's to have the discipline to make sure that you do the reviews, to make sure that you do the cuts, and that the employee does perform the functions that they have to for the sanctity of the data.
And is everything you're using basically commercial off-the-shelf software, or did you have to customize anything?
A lot of it was custom built. Yeah, we use one of the local software houses here, and the majority of our stuff is custom built for us.
You guys have moved a fair amount to the cloud virtualization. Is that adding another layer of challenge or another layer of complexity to this? Or is it, as you said, the integration worked fairly well, and the cloud is just another way to do processing versus, you know, keeping the data, having your own data center or servers that aren't virtualized, for instance?
I think for us, you know, moving that way, you know, enhanced our ability to support the customer. So that from our standpoint, it was making sure that we didn't impact the customer at all, that we provided a level of service that we committed to providing. And certainly going forward, you know, we're going to take a look at every business application we have. And I'm not the IT VP, but we're going to, from the security side, take a look at every application we have, and does it make sense when we review these? Can it survive out there in the cloud? What's the exposure level to the company? What's our risk tolerance? And we make the recommendation. And from there, the organization makes the decision.